almost men believe that we're too weak to compete.
And what if I make it? Then they got a serious problem.
In the new movie Young Woman in the Sea, now in theaters, actress Daisy Ridley plunges into an inspiring role based on a true story. It's 1914, and her character, Trudy Ederle, longs to become a swimmer. But she faces a couple of big hurdles. Back then, women typically weren't taught to swim. And because she'd had the measles, Trudy's hearing has already been damaged. Some fear that water in her ears from swimming might impair her hearing further. Despite those hurdles, Trudy's father teaches her to swim. Turns out, she's basically a torpedo in the water. She's fast and strong. Faster, in fact, than some men. In 1924, she gets invited to compete in the Olympics, an honor that ends in disaster when her coach won't let her train on the three-week transatlantic voyage to France, where the games are being held. But Trudy's determination will not be denied. She's sick and tired of all those who say that women can't or shouldn't swim. Trudy sets her mind on a truly ambitious plan to prove them wrong. Her goal? To swim the English Channel and to silence the naysayers once and for all.
I've decided to swim the English Channel.
What do you mean?
I'm going to swim the English Channel.
No, I'm saying...
I wasn't asking. Please pass the bread.
If this sounds like a pretty inspiring story, it is. Content-wise, we briefly glimpse a male swimmer's bare backside, definitely the biggest issue for families to consider in this PG film. Other than that, there are about a half dozen mild profanities and some people drinking. So we're giving Young Woman in the Sea a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. You can read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.